there's a general question that I think everybody has to ask themselves of why they believe in Hashem and how they come to believe in Hashem, how they strengthen themselves. One of the beautiful interpretations of a Hasidic interpretation of the Slonim Rebbe of the questions that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us when we go up to Shemayim, the Gemara and Shabbos, is not only if we're Koveitim LaTorah, it's not only Tzipit LeYeshua, which is a beautiful Shitas Haran there in Masechah Shabbos that says, Bechayecha. It's not just this, do you believe in the Mashiach and singing an Uncle Moshe song, but it's actually keeping your eyes open and seeing within your life Tzipit LeYeshua. However, there's also Nasatam Nasata Be'emunah. The simple pshat of Nasatam Nasata Be'emunah is, did you do business faithfully? But the Rebbe Mislonim says, did you grapple Nasatam Nasata Be'emunah? Just like you open up your business magazine, make sure you figure out what's going on. So too with your Emunah Nashem, did you work at it? Did you struggle with it? So for our short time this morning, I wanted to share with you maybe the road less traveled when it comes to Emunah. What I mean by the road less traveled is what we're doing here in the Beis Medrash is the direct road. The direct road, and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. How do you come to love Hashem? Love Hashem is through learning Torah, right? That's what he calls the Torah Lishma. That's the direct route, right? You do Lishma Al Yomar Adam, this 10th parak, that I'm doing mitzvahs in Torah, va'osik b'chachma, to get all the brachos, to get all the mahaba, to be porish. That's not the ra'ui lavodat Hashem. But rather, that's ovid miyira, that's not the malas neviim, malas chachamim. But rather, halacha beis, ha'ovid me'ava, your osik b'torah, ovid mitzvos, holech menetivos ha'chachma, not mimnei davar ba'olam, lo mimnei yiras harav, v'lo kedei lirash tova, because of emes. So that's like the Mal Gadol, that's Avram Avinu, and this is through what? Through this tremendous ahava, and it's through Torah and mitzvos. That's Perek Yud and Hilchos Tshuva. However, there is a whole nother path that I want to discuss for the Gemara and Shab, the Gemara and Brachos. It has a very, very strong, small piece on this Gemara. And I want to show you through the lens of Rav Soloveitchik in two different ways, through Rav Kook and also through Rabbeinu Yonah. Different lenses to understand. And it all comes from Mishlei Paragimel. And there's Psukim Bet and Gimel. There it says, Betach, excuse me, Psukim Hay and Vav, Betach El Hashem B'chol Libecha Vel Binatcha Al Tishayin. So that's the first pasuk, which means that you have to trust God, believe in God, B'chol Libecha, not Paschal's Wager, says Rabbeinu Yonah, not Mitzad Safek, but full Emuna, B'chol Libcha, and then Vel Binatcha Al Tishayin. This, the Rashbat says in his Perush on the Avos, Vel Binatcha Al Tishayin is Aseh L'charav. Right, the concept of don't be only dependent on you, because you're gonna make mistakes. And Rabbeinu Yonah here says, and therefore it's mipi sofrim velo mipi svarim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah here, the shleimut of the bitachon is to believe in Hashem and don't just trust yourself. Al tiftachu b'nevi'im. And the Rabbeinu Yonah asks why? Why dafka el binatcha al tishayin? Why not say el gvuratcha al tishayin? El Osher al tishayin? So he gives two quick answers. He says, because a lot of people do, especially in our information generation, you're somech on your own bina. You have a problem, I don't go to a Rebbe, I go to YouTube. I go to the Rabbi Dr. Google. And that's why maybe even more so, el binatcha al tishayin. But then what's the next pasuk? Bechol derachecha da'ehu, v'hu yiyashir ochotecha. As opposed to the direct way we said, learning Torah, mitzvos, midos, musar, comes Shlomo HaMelech and says a pasuk that the Gemara in Brachos Adav Samach Gimel says that kol gufei Torah tluimba. Every part of Torah is dependent on this pasuk. Now I'm not quoting the whole Gemara in Brachos yet, we'll get to it. The question Rabbi Yonah says is, what is this pasuk adding on to the previous pasuk? B'tachel Hashem b'chol ibecha. What is this? B'chol derachecha. In all your paths, da'eyu. V'hu yiyasher orchotecha. He will straighten your orchot. Says Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, you know what this is adding? Because people would think, B'tachel Hashem b'chol ibecha. Which means what? The big stuff. You ask me, am I a believer? I'm a believer. I believe everything's bidei shamay. I have bitachon. But what? When it comes to the pratim, the every detail, right? We had talked about that the koteret of the shir is going to be talk about emunah and on many different levels. Here what he says is, the problem with bitachon Hashem b'chol ibecha is, that's bichlal. But to be able in all the details and all your actions, that maybe people are not thinking about. That's the first interpretation. Bechol drachecha da'eyu, in every action that you're making, to remember Hashem. Vashev libecha, that it's not just your koch, but it's biyad Hashem. And your hope, your tikvah, your tzipiyah should be chazdei Hashem. Kiviti Hashem kivta nafshi. The concept of, through training yourself, you'll get that relationship with Hashem. A lot of times people say, okay, I daven three times a day. And the idea of not flaunting it, but when you walk outside and you see somebody sick, you see somebody homeless, you see somebody, so then you have a small little tefillah. You recognize that every little detail that's going on is dependent on Hashem. Explains Rabbi Yonah further. He says a lot of people think about Hashem, the same type of concept, ma'asim gedolim, and each person will think about in their lives, what are those ma'asim gedolim? For some people it's a long journey, for some people it's a big test, the LSATs, different people have whatever the big is. But in the small, the little, the day-to-day, it's not a big deal. Why is it not a big deal day-to-day? Says Rabbi Nion, it's either, number one, because I got this. It's something that's small. I got it. I don't need God. It's all me. You know, you pump your chest. I got it. Or the other side, which is, since it's so small, who cares if I, the manavshach, right? If I lose it, it won't be such a big deal. And therefore, you don't remember Hashem. This is the first part of Rabbi Yonah. Bechol drachecha da'eyu, not just for the gadol, but it's even for what? The small katan, even for the ma'asim, every pula to train yourself. I want to go a step further. Salvechik brought this pasuk and explains bechol drachecha, the same idea of bechol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim. If you look at Rambam Hilchos Deos, brought down in the Rishima Shiurim also on the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Samach Gimel. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos quotes the end in Perek Gimel. This we've heard before, but I don't know if we've applied it to our pure our hashkafa over here. This is literally a hashkafa for me. This is one of the concentric circles of why I believe in Hashem and how I come to believe in Hashem. Is this Shir, if you will. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in Madur here, 1 second, let me read it to you. Very, very powerful Rambam, Perek Gimel, says as follows. Sorry, Chadam. It's too big halachas and halacha beis Gimel. We won't read all of it, but you'll get the taste of it. It's a must-read. Tzarech ha'adam shichavin libo v'chol ma'asav. Everything. Kulam leidat Hashem baruch hu bavad. To know God. V'yesh shifto v'kumo. When you're sitting, you're standing. V'diburo. And you're speaking. Ha'kol umat zeh dabar. Keitzat. Keshe yisav yitain when you're doing business. O yaseh malachah lito sachar. Lo yeh b'libo only to gather money. It's not just more money. The kibbutz momon bilvad. Elia said, "Dvarim ha'elu, kedei shimtza dvarim sha'guf tzarich lahem." I do this because this is what I need. Me'achila, shtiya, yeshivat habayit, getting married. Also, when you're eating, you're drinking, you have relations. Lo yasim bili bo, lasod dvarim ha'elu, only to have just pure hana. Ad shenimtza that she'ino ochel v'shote ela matok l'cheich. That you're having relations just to enjoy, and you're just eating the Snickers bars and just enjoying. No, ela yasim alibo, that you should eat and drink to be healthy. Lefikach lo yochal, whatever you desire, like a kelev or a chamor, yochal things that are healthy for you. Lo yochal dvarim ra'im, etc., etc. And then he says, halacha gimel, talks about being manhigat small piya refuah. And then he says, im sam ali boshia kugu foe rav shleimim bavad, then you'll have banim, osim lachtam, milin sarcho, etc. Now, the end. Nimtza. Hamehalech b'derech zu kol yamav ovedet Hashem tamid. Contents of being ovedet Hashem tamid. Afilu b'shah shenosev notein. Afilu b'shah sheboel. This is like a dating and marriage part of this year. Right? The concept of the Rambam, and very important for you to remember always, that all, what is, he's about to answer, b'chol drachecha da'eyu. He's saying, wherever you are, that's part of Avodas Hashem and having Emunah. And he says, eating, when I'm eating, that's part of my Avodas Hashem. Right? A lot of times in yeshiva, it's like, what am I doing? Oh, it's bittel tired. When I'm going to eat, that's terrible. What do you mean? How to eat properly, normally. That's part of Avodas Hashem. Now the question is, are you doing? Are you stuffing your face? Are you eating like a normal person? And then, and again, when Mirtz Hashem, in the right time, you'll be married. That part of the relations is part of Kedusha. It's, Rambam puts it in Sefer Kedusha. That's part of Avodas Hashem L'Charchila. Now, look what he says. Mimnei she'machshavto bakol kidei she'imtzat tzrachav. You're physical. Atshe gufo shalem l'avodat Hashem. Fa'afilu b'shal shu yashem. This is the part that we've all been quoted. But again, it's the context. Afilu b'shal shu yashin, when you're going to sleep. Why am I going to sleep? Kidei she'tanuach daito Allah v'yanuach gufo, that you have strength, that you shouldn't get sick. V'lo yuchal l'avodat Hashem, when you're sick. Nimtza v'sheina shelo, what a strong language. Your sleep itself is considered avodas l'makom baruch hu. V'al inyan zed tzivu achachamim. V'amru chom asecha yu l'shem shamayim. V'hu shamar shlomo. B'chokhmato, b'chol drachecha da'eyu, b'hu yiyasher orchotecha. Meaning, Rav Soloveitchik quoted this Rambam, and he basically says, what we usually talk about, you have a meleches reshus, it's true, hagdara, hilchatit, you have what's called being osik b'mitzvah, b'lechtecha, and osik b'reshus, that's true categorically. But at the same time, comes b'chol drachecha da'eyu, and what happens in every act that we do, playing ball, everything we do, eating, drinking, sleeping, everything we do, is this concept of b'chol drachecha. Everything we do, it's part of my avodas Hashem. And therefore, there's a fusion in between. It's not this bifurcation between when I'm in the base medrash, when I'm in the base knesses, I'm a religious Jew. But when I'm outside, I'm doing physical things. I'm going to work, right? Part of us who are doing Daf Yomi, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we talk about the concept of Birchas HaTorah. The Rosh Hashiva talked about it, which is, isn't it a hefsek, right? Isn't it a hefsek when you're going to work? How you should make a new bracha? And a lot of different answers, okay? But part of the answer is this concept also, is that part of it is a certain kiyum of Torah also. Of being able, when you're working, and how you work, not only when you learn the halachos, as certainly shown and say, but it's a Torah's chayim. Every part of what you're doing is categorically part of your avodas Hashem. It might not be meleches mitzvah itself, hagdara, but it's b'chol drachecha da'eyu. That's the second pshat. That's Rav Soloveitchik. Let me tell you the third pshat from Rav Soloveitchik. This will connect to a very important. Soloveitchik in Ala Tshuva talks about the seemingly different languages. There are different languages in the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, when he describes the mitzvah of Emunah Hashem, and then the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. What does the Rambam say at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos? The Rambam says, Nitztav, it's a mitzvah rasei, Rishonah. He says what? Nitztaveinu. Ever heard this distinction? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says the language Nitztaveinu l'ha'amin velokut. Right? I brought it over here. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah is mitzvah, the first mitzvah. Right? It's a machlokes whether Emun is even a mitzvah. Right? That's like we talk about Eretz Yisrael also, that same type of machlokas, whether it's something that transcends, it's something so basic, that's something that's all-inclusive. The same machlokas here happens within the Rambam and the Bahag, that you would say, Emun is not a mitzvah, it's something that's, but the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. And the Rambam, the language in his Sefer HaMitzvot, in his first mitzvah, is that. Which is what? That we have to be mitzvavenu laha'amin. Ki atzivuy asher tzivanu beha'amanat ha'elokut. You got to be a mom and you got to believe in Hashem. There is a God. V'hu shena'amin shi'esham ila v'siba. V'hu po'el cho nimsa'im. Right? He's active, he's involved. It's not that he created the world and left. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, within you. It's part of the Tariag Mitzvos. But it's Lahamin. But then, you open up the Rambam and Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. First, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. And there, the Rambam says a different word. We're talking about Emunah. He doesn't say Emunah. What does he say? Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Rambam says, Yesod ha-yesodot ve'amur ha-chokhmot. Right, the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Leida shi'esh sham matzui rishon. He doesn't use the word lahamin. What word does he use? To know. Ladat. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to know, what's the difference? What does it mean, lahamin? In Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, it's not lahamin, it's ladat. And he explains again, based on our pasuk, of Bechol Drachecha Da'eyu. This is very, very powerful. I want to read some of the language to you of what it means, Leida. He says, Pshat in the Rambam, La'amito Shadavar is our pasuk, Bechol Drachecha Da'eyu. Bechol Drachecha. Bechol Ma She'ata Oseh. Now watch this. He then adds in two different, as opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah, who said in every little detail, as opposed to what he himself, Rav Soloveitchik, said, that it's talking about the fusion of Dvar Rishus and Dvar Mitzvah and everything I'm doing, all the physical, not just purely. Hana comes, Rav Soloveitchik, and adds two different arenas, if you will. And I won't read it to you, it's beautiful a little bit. Come Adam B'Shacharit. You get up in the morning and you see Chama B'Zrichata. You see the beautiful sunrise. Yotzehu L'chutz Ben Arbaim. You go outside. Kasher Chama B'Shkiata V'Roet Avei Aisha Utfim Et Ofik B'Seiter Ben Hashmashot Sheyom Chol. V'imshu, maybe I'm a physikai, physics, Ishmada, that I can explain it in different ways, in mathematical ways, Madayim, Kamutiim, Hari Mukrach L'Rop B'Tiferet Zu Shal Zricha U'Shkia, Chukiyut Kosemet Mufla Zu, Et HaIshtakvut Shal Kvod Hashem, Sheratzon HaKamon Shalom U'Toch Tocha Shal Abriya Dinamit, V'Amafim Et HaChomer Organi. It's chelik in the kavod of the mitzvot, birchas hanenin and birchas riyah. The Medrash says, "Oy lahem l'rishoyim," that they're called meitim. Shari adam kam shacharit. They see the chama b'zrichata and they do not make the bracha of yotzer or v'orichoshek osa shalom uvarei etakol. This is leida. Leida explains Rav Soloveitchik. When you come and you see nature. Kasher chama b'zrichata and you say yotzer or v'orichoshech. When you see the chama b'shkia and you say mariv aravim. You go and you see beautiful trees. U'mivorchin aleim and you see the yam and you say how beautiful. That's oseh ma'aseh v'rishis. Davka b'teva. Davka in its physics. Davka in the talicha madai. In this drama of madait. Davka in the mathematics. Davka with physics. I'm able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu leida. That in every flower that blossoms, every shoshana that opens, every karen or leida, shi'esham matzui rishon v'umamzi kol nimsa. Walking around, this is the famous Rambam also. This is the other answer. The contradiction within the Rambam. So I started out saying that the most direct way to love Hashem is learning Torah. What's the other way? There's another Rambam. Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Also, Perek Bet. What does the Rambam say? How do you come to love Hashem? Then what do you have to do? What does the Rambam say in Hilchot Torah? To be mitbonin. It's very important to read the actual language. The Rambam says, this is a Perek Bet of Hilchot Yisodei Torah. It says as follows. Ha'el ha'nichbar v'anor hazeh mitzvah la'avo li'ra'oto.
after the Shem Elokecha, the Shem Tira. The Heichi Aderech La'avato, B'shah, she is bonein Adam b'ma'asav, u'bruava niflaim. You go and ponder. You see his great creations. Rav Steinberger says ma'asav is talking about even looking at men and women. Well, don't look at women so much. But the idea of people, u'bruava niflaim agdolim, and you see the chokhmah, she'en la'erech, v'lokeitz, miyadis ohevu mishabeach, u'mifayer mitabeh taiva gdola leida Hashem agadol. As David HaMelech says, someone nafshi le'elokim le'elkel chai, u'mechashav devarim. When you think about these things, miyad, you recoil backwards, and you have a fear. V'yodeya, and I know that I'm a very aktana shvela, omedes with da'at kalat in front of amazing, the Ribono Shalom. Kieresh shamecha, when I see shamayim, and the astrology, and the constellations, I realize, mayanosh kitis karenu. So what do we have? Which is it? And you know you have that Mishnah Perkei Avos that says what? When you're walking, and what happens? You say, how beautiful is the Ilan Na'e. What does it say? Yichayev min ha-shamayim, mischayev b'nafshim. So what's the answer? There are two answers. One answer is, it's the language of the Mishnah is that it's mafsik mi-mishnato. The problem is, as we had started out, you think that the only way you're able to establish Avat Hashem is in the Beit Midrash, is with learning Torah and mitzvahs. Comes the Mishnah Perkei Avos, comes the Rambam and says that's not true. Bechol drachecha da'eil. It's in nature. It's wherever you're walking. Now, that's one level of the pshat. The other level of the pshat is, like we started out, is that they're more direct, learning Torah and mitzvahs. And Rav Lichtenstein, Zichron Tzadik Livracha, in his sefer, in his book on the essays that they did of his by his light, has an article about this, and he talks about more about the shir that I give about the question about the relationship between work and Torah. But within that chapter, he talks about this concept of the importance of what we call there is the direct road of Ahavat Hashem, that's learning Torah. And then there's what we call the express roads, the express lanes. They have that in England, the express lanes. And you have the express lanes of the idea of a little bit not as direct. So that would be one pshat, another pshat here. Bechol drachecha da'eyu, which is what? Nature. But then Rav Soloveitchik goes one step further in his essay here. It's in Al HaTshuva, page 195, 96, 197. Start 197, 198, whatever it is. He says it's not only in nature. But you know what leida means? Bechol drachecha da'eyu? It's also history. To be able to know God is to be a historian. La'adam shi'ayin b'ma'orot ha'avar o'veh. It's not only historian. To be able to know what's going on. Dayo shi'ikra b'iton. Et ha'chadashot of that morning. And you see the yad hashkacha. You see the shofar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the leida, not only in nature, but in history. This is Rav Yaakov Emden. Everyone, those people that like music, this is the, I think when V'hi Sha'amda first came out, or it came out there, Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein, he in the song, he likes quoting the Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden says, right now we're in the Parshios of Vayera Bo, about all these miracles. What does Rav Yaakov Emden say? He says, what's the greatest miracle of all time? Jewish people, right? It's the Nes of Am Yisrael surviving, thriving. That's being able to look at the history and be able to understand that how many people wanted to kill us. Right, we say that all the time, of Hallelu et the Goyim, that the Goyim come in and praise. Why do the Goyim praise in Hallel? Because the Goyim knew over the years how many times all the pogroms that they wanted, and how many times daily the miracles of Tzal, of daily stopping. So this is the second, another interpretation. V'chol drachecha da'eyu, says Rav Soloveitchik, in nature, marabu ma'asecha Hashem, in history. Want to conclude with or two other points. One with Rav Kook, an unbelievable piece by Rav Kook in Sefer Musar Avicha. And then one other piece which the Gemara says, and I think is also within Hashkafa also. It's in page Lamed Tet in the Sefer Musar Avicha. Really a must read. Same type of idea. Bechol drachecha da'eyu, says Rav Kook, tzarich levakesh et HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bechol is Betoch. Within the Derech that you are currently in, that's where you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was with Meir, people who've been in my yeshiva, remember Meir? I had a schus of sitting with Meir for 45 minutes on Erev Shabbos. I think it probably was a Lubavitcher Rebbe, if I had to guess, who says, what is the most important time that you're in? It's the conversation that you're in right now. That's the bitoch. When he says, b'chol drachecha, it's bitoch, the derech that you're in. That's where you have to find the Kadosh Baruch. Therefore, when you're osek b'tfilah, what are you supposed to be doing now? Are you supposed to be thinking about Gemilas Chesed? Are you supposed to be thinking about what you're doing in 4 hours? No. You're supposed to be mevakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba'avanat inyanei tfilato v'kavana ritzuya, be'emunat alei botam inyanim shal tfilato. You need to ask for the tfilah of what you need to be able to be asking. V'lo yivakesh et ha'yidiyah b'shahu b'inyanim achirim. When you're davening, you shouldn't be thinking and asking for other things. That since kikevan shuosik b'avodah zo, once I'm involved in that avodah of tefillah, in this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyachol is there. Shorem mitzido b'zu avodah dafka. U'bayim tza'ena v'lo b'malkom achir. You're going to find God there and not anywhere else. It's being able to know, in that case, how to daven. I was with a certain chayal over Shabbos. You'll probably figure out when I tell you this story. He said it was very hard to transition from Beis Medrash to Tzava. And he became a sniper. And at the beginning of his snipering, what happened? He was really bad. He was really, really bad. So he dove into HaKadosh Baruch. What did he dive into Hashem? He said, Hashem, I want to be a good sniper. Come on, it's up to you. Then I want to do well. So he dove in with Kavanah and it didn't work. And then he said, hold on one second. I'm not in some chenalanes. This is not like there's going to be something, you know, I'm going to win the lottery. No. I have to dive in more specific. God, please help me figure out the right techniques that I want to be able to know how to mamish, how to hold the gun, that I should really be able to know what I'm doing. Not just, you know, help me out over here. Be more specific. What do I need the techniques? And obviously the end of the story is that he's the top sniper in his unit, right? But it's being able, b'chol drachecha, where you are. It's b'toch that avodah. Then the Rav Kook continues. I'm osik b'torah. You have to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu there to help you. V'harivna, ma'amik, me'ayen, lavin davar al boryav, u'liskor l'shanei neitev. And then I'll know God through my Torah, not by ofen achir. He's b'shah zo, Hashem is mitkaleh nan avodah. V'chein, when I'm osik in gemilut chasadim, to help somebody else out. Ask God at that point, help me, give me an eitzah. You guys weren't here a couple years ago, Rav Rimon, when we had the panel for how to be a balabayis lechatchila. Rav Rimon said that he was sitting with a couple, giving them couples counseling. I guess it was tough times. He said, he explained that he said he stopped and he excused himself and he went to the other room and he davened. He said, Hashem, help me figure out what's the right thing to say to this couple. It's tough. To be able to know when you're in Gemilas Chesed, asking for that Eitzah. Eich lativ lo tova gdola guna v'kayemet. And here comes Rav Kook. V'chein b'chol advarim she'oseh. Everything that you're doing. Hari be'emet, ein davar be'olam, she'ena l'chvado yitbarach. Everything you should be doing. When I'm created, is to be that ambassador. Every act that I'm doing is to reveal a kvod of Hashem. Al kain. This comes back to very similar to the part of the Rambam. Everything I'm doing, I have to ask for to reveal Shem Hashem to help me. Trying to do everything complete. I will then know HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol adrachim. Now here comes the big chiddush. So not only is the bet betoch. But I told you at the beginning, the Gemara says two statements. Such a beautiful chiddush of Rav Kook. He says that the Gemara says, what is this parsha ktana? He calls it a parsha ktana. The Gemara says in Samach Gimel that kol gufei Torah tluyim ba, as opposed to in this Beit Midrash where the Rosh Shiva talks about galut, the leadership program, we talk about galus comes. Rav Kook here and says, sometimes what do you need? A parsha ktana. That what? Bechol drachecha da'eyu. Says Rav Kook here. The Bitoch is telling me that within the Drachim I have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Ketana? What's the Parsha Ketana? Einat Tzivui Ba Galut Baharchava of Chochmot HaMachshavot. Hafuch. What is it? You have to be Mitzamtzem. There are times you have to what? Just be focused on right now, right here and right now. I am focused in what? Tzimtzum, what I'm involved in now. And Kol Gufei Torah Tzuluyim Ba. If I'm involved in Gemilas Chesed, that's what I'm supposed to be doing right there. That's what I should be thinking about. If I'm eating, like we said, I should be doing that. Finding a Kadosh Baruch Hu that way. Asking for Eitzos. And that's finding the Kvod Hashem B'Tachlit. And he ends off, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, the Remez, Zman Tfilu L'Chud, Zman Torah L'Chud, Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud. I want to end off with one point. The one point is, if you look at the Gemara in Brachos, and Rabbi Yonah talks about this also, and I think it's a huge message for all of us, is not to be perfectionist. And that's the Bechol Drachecha Da'eyu also. The Gemara says even a Ganav, when he's at the Machteres, Rachmana Karile. And here, that's where Rabbi Yonah, based on this Gemara also, says, you know what Bechol Drachecha Da'eyu also means? Bechol Drachecha Da'eyu is not only by the Meleches Mitzvah, but even, the Gemara then continues, this was Darish Bar Kapara, like we had said. And then there are some Girsos that have this idea. I've been thinking about this. It says, Tema Damri, Inchi Ganva, Apum Machtara Rachmana Kari. And I think the Pshat then about Bechol Drachecha is even when you messed up. Even when you messed up. Rabbi Sachs and Parshas Vayera on his things, he talks about all the setbacks. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu through all the makos. But I think that's another deep shot. Is don't expect perfection. We're not perfect. But we try to perfect ourselves. Bechol drachecha da'eyu is even things that you've messed up. Even the Aveira. I'm not so sure it means that, again, right before you do an Aveira, you say, God, help me, you know, really successfully do this Aveira. I don't think that's the shot. But I think it's learning from the Ghana of the strategies to be able to learn from both the strategies to be able to then apply it to the mitzvahs. But even when we mess up, that you should know, we should know ourselves, know our pitfalls, know that idea, then and only to be able then to flip it around, to channel that, to be able to be more proud of ourselves that we didn't, if we messed up, that we go and we learn from it. And we become that much better of Ovdei Hashem. So as I said, this is for me, very, very powerful of understanding one of the major ways that I'm able to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only the Lahamim, the blind faith, or take that leap, but it's the Bechol Drachecha Da'eyu, the Hu Yasher or Chotecha, where we started out with just what the Rabbi Mislanim said, to always continue working at it. We then went on to Rabbi Yonah. It's not only the klal, it's in every act to try to hergel, to get us there. It's not only the big things, it's the small things. We then went to Rav Soloveitchik in Hilchos Deos that says in every way, in everything we're doing, the physical is not just to be able to enjoy. We said it's not only the direct piece of Avat Hashem and Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva of mitzvos, but it's also of Soloveitchik had said lahamin versus leida, based on this pasuk, is nature, it's history, it's understanding that all parts, even if the most direct way is through Torah, mitzvos, and the base medrashim, we have to, as much as possible, really apply ourselves in the Torah, in the base kness, base medrash. But when you're in the nature and history, that's the other way of bechol drachecha. Then we had the beautiful piece by Rav Kook that it's bitoch, the Parsha Ketana, to be mitzamtzim, to really be where we're at. And then, the last point of the Gemara, is that in every way, whether it's Aveira, Mitzvah, to be able to learn from it, that Mirtz Hashem will continue building our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. You have nature, and what else? Which one else did you want? That nature is like one example. Through everything is and everything I'm doing, every act, not just the big things. It's everything. It's every little thing I'm doing. And so that was the example, right? The example was, if it's the big trip and all that stuff, So then I have a lot to lose, right? But if it's a small things, either I got it, or that's what Rabbi Yonah said, or you know, even if I lose, it's only $10. Who cares, right? It's believing that Hashem is with you at each time. Oh, it's here. Simcha Gedolah.